Hi again, everybody. It's Chuck Ross, editorial director here at Television Week, and we're once again here to talk about 24. And on the line, we have executive producer and the co-writer of last night's episode, Evan Katz. Good afternoon, Evan.
How are you today?
I'm doing absolutely great. Better than I think the folks in CTU and Jack is, given last night's turn of events. A pretty exciting episode, and one that you obviously co-wrote. I'm just wondering, right off the bat, we had, you know, one of the more gruesome elements, I think, that we've seen on 24 with what Mr. Gromyko did with his arm. Is that something that you would come up with? Can you talk a little bit about that?
It's not something that I came up with. It's something that I defended, because I remember there was an internal discussion of, was it ridiculous? Was it too much? And I just thought it was so wonderfully shocking and odd.
Right.
And such a mark of desperation, we had to keep it in. And I think in the initial draft of the script, he hadn't died. He just sort of disappeared.
Right.
And I think the director, Brad Turner, you know, who was questioning it, said, you know, why don't we show him die? And that'll
right.
sell, you know, that'll sort of sell that.
Sure.
This was, you know, relatively within the realm of possibility. But, yeah, I don't think people will see that coming, you know, or did see that coming. But you never know. Our fans expect the worst from us. So.
Well, I have to tell you, it crossed my mind, and then I said, nah, they're not going to do that. But you did, so. I think one of the things that I want to talk about, and we you know, get a lot of input from a lot of fans here, and you guys have always been so nice to, you know, not be ducking any kind of questions that we have. And it's the whole thing that's been going on with President Palmer, and I think the fans were sort of surprised, you know, in the episode where it seemed like, you know, he had taken a turn for the worst, and then he sort of recovered sort of at the very end of the episode. And I think you guys, you know, maybe got back in a lot of stead of fans and viewers by showing, obviously, last night that, you know, he's obviously, you know, conscious and everything and functioning, but he's obviously slowed down, and there are still a number of health issues.
Right.
But more interestingly, I think, or just as interesting, there have been a lot of talk on discussion boards that I've seen this morning about his decision at the end of last night's episode to sort of do exactly what he said he wasn't going to do a number of times, which is the nuclear strike. Could you talk about that?
Just that it'll make sense soon.
Okay. Okay.
But.
But you can understand why there's some discussion, why people are sort of taken aback, as were some of the characters, obviously, last night.
Yes, but I think you're supposed to be wondering what the hell he's thinking.
Okay, good. Okay. That's very encouraging in a strange kind of way. So thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. The other thing, obviously, that's going on, which is interesting, is sort of the that we just started recently, was what's going on between Nadia and Milo, which is very interesting. Can you talk a little bit about that relationship and how that sort of took a turn last night as well?
You know, we're being very. It's always very difficult to handle, you know, sort of romantic drama in the course of crisis. You know, on the one hand, you're sort of, you want to be respectful to the fact that these people are dealing with, you know, tremendously time sensitive and outrageous things, and you essentially don't want to be mad at them for messing around while the world's collapsing.
Right.
You know, on the other hand, you know, people do get drawn closer in times of crisis, times of emotional peaks and valleys. And, you know, we're trying to find a balance between, being silly about it with what's going on.
Right, sure.
And, you know, I also think at the end of the day, we really liked the way the kiss between them worked on screen, and we felt it was real.
Right.
And worked. And as a result, you know, kind of felt we could get away with, going going with that relationship and making it, you know, believable.
Right. Look, Evan, if you could share with us, and forgive me for not remembering, how long have you been with the show?
I've been with the show since the second season.
Great. So how can you talk a little bit, as we're now into season six, and I know I've talked about this with Howard a little bit, but I'm real interested to get your perspective about the difficulty it is into, you know, the formula is the formula. I mean, it's something, you know, it's a crisis, and it's got to be a big crisis. It's going to happen over the next 24 hours. We have each hour, we sort of end each hour with a pretty much with a cliffhanger. How difficult is it going into, you know, the sixth season as we are this year, and just trying to keep on top of it and keeping that edge and keeping it so everybody finds, you know, both the you guys, the writers, the actors, and ultimately the viewers find this, you know, compelling as you can do it.
So is the question ultimately how difficult is it?
Yeah, and how do you, you know, what do you do to sort of, you know, stay on top of your game? And do you think you're on top of your game?
I think that we never know if we're on top of our game until the season finishes and we kind of get a chance to look back because we're so involved in it as it goes on. But I think it's really a matter of we're very critical. We argue a lot with each other, and we argue to ourselves when we're writing, and we just attack and attack and attack these things. We have the weight of what's gone before and trying not to duplicate too much, obviously. We have had constitutional crises in the White House before, so we try to handle this in as different a way as possible.
Right.
We try to stay ahead of the boredom curve of the audience. We sort of feel like if we're bored by this, then hopefully we'll get bored first.
Right.
And change it up.
Right. Well, last question. I mean, what I think is very interesting is I don't think the show is almost ever in danger of boredom. And it's an odd thing because you have a situation, a show that on the face of it is you need a certain suspension of belief or of disbelief in order to you know follow everything and I think everybody that's what everybody enjoys. They sort of, you know, say, okay, we'll suspend our you know what reality it is, and we're going to believe that this happens in the next 24 hours. And then I guess the trick is you know what you can do within that framework to make it most believable. And the question I'm leading up to is, it just seems to me there does seem to be, and I think it's a fair question. If it's not, you just let me know. That there does seem to be a somewhat of a disappointment with this season versus last season. That people think that you guys hit a pinnacle last year, and that isn't quite matching it this year. Is that fair, Evan?
I don't know that it's fair. We're always the difficult, you know, ones to ask because we're so close to it. We either are in love with it or irrationally, or we hate it irrationally. I think last year was definitely a high. I think that we had many things pay off for us that we had set up over years, and sometimes without even noticing it. You know, Logan and his wife, and
sure,
all these great stories. So, you know, sort of every year is different. I don't know that people thought last year was the best year while they were watching it, and maybe not till the end. You know, this year you get meet Jack's family, so every year is different, and it's very hard to say. And you know, it depends who you talk to.
Sure.
You know, the other thing is, you know, our audience seems to be staying with us.
Right.
So if we're doing something wrong, we're not doing it terribly wrong yet.
I hear you.
Compared to some other shows that really have, you know, dramatically collapsed in the last few years.
Sure. Well, Evan, look, like Howard, your candor is always incredibly appreciated, and we certainly thank you so much, and we'll be very much looking forward to next week's episode and talking to one of you great folks there at 24. Thanks a lot, Evan.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.
Sir.
Bye-bye.